welcome to this week's episode of Let's Chat with Curry and Adrian. I am Curry Terrell. With me, as always, Adrian McMillan.
I'm back.
How are you doing?
I'm great. Winning.
Winning.
I'm a winner.
How was Texas?
Watching the total eclipse was, I don't know if I would so far say life-changing, but eye-opening.
Yes.
Maybe life-changing is a good word for it, because my life has been changed in the effect of I want to go see every other one.
When is the next one?
I think the next total eclipse that is like over land is in Spain in 2026. Okay. But the next one here, where it goes like it did across the country, is not for 20 years. So for a lot of people, like, this was the last total eclipse or only total eclipse that they've ever seen.
Yeah.
Which is really crazy to think about. I was reading, obviously, a bunch of people on TikTok and Twitter and stuff, and that was kind of like the level of magnitude that it had to them. Of course, Howard, who I listen to every day, Howard Stern, was like, who cares? It's like, it happens every day.
Right.
He's like, it's a sun and some moon. We see it every day. But when it is, you cannot properly process what you're seeing.
Yeah.
You're basically looking at the sun with your bare eyes. You see solar flares popping out of the sun. It's crazy.
The video you sent, the pictures you took, it was absolutely crazy.
I'm so glad we went. Patrick and I flew, obviously. I'm not sitting in no car for that long.
But your mom did.
My mom and my brother drove. Basically, like, 2 days there, 3 days back. They got sunburned by sitting outside watching the eclipse, but I think it was worth it. They said it was worth it. I said everything was worth it. Driving through the crazy storms was worth it. Everything was worth it.
And the real peak, Joanna Gaines.
Gave me a shout out and then messaged me like 3 days later.
That, okay, you know, I was in the movie when happened.
Yes.
I felt so guilty. I didn't respond forever, but I was like, Adrian knows what I'm doing. But oh my, not a message.
We're friends. I want to work for her.
Do you remember when they first started the network and she had that assistant and she redid his house on the new fixer?
I don't think
upper?
I saw that.
She redoes his house. She knows him really well. She went and got records for him, like, at a shop. Mm. And she put a TV up because she was like, I know how much TV you watch. And she was like, you know, normally they don't show the TVs.
Yeah, that's true. She seems really nice.
Yeah, I was like, oh. Because, you know, people like that, it's hard to gauge when you're giving a canned 60-minute episode. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, you're, like, good to your people.
Right. Obviously, we were in Waco, so it's Joanna Central, Chip and Joanna Central. Her area, like the silos, the market. I told last week, which is interesting, you said she needs Disneyland. That is Disneyland.
Yeah.
There's like music playing. It's cobblestone roads. There's a little baseball field where people are playing. It's like very quintessential movie America.
I love it.
Very perfectly crafted. It's amazing. And then Waco as a whole, do I need to go there again? Probably not. Maybe.
Yeah.
But there, it's the home of Dr. Pepper, which we did not know.
And there was a million people waiting in line for Dr. Pepper.
Lots of people.
You like Dr. Pepper?
Every once in a while. My mom said it tastes like toothpaste, and she's kind of right. And I think that day in the evening, we went to Whataburger.
Uh-huh.
Whataburger. Disgusting. And Patrick and Derek got a Dr. Pepper float. And that smelled revolting, too.
Yeah. It has like a mint. I understand the toothpaste thing because there's like a little mintiness
it's
almost
like
to
herbal,
it.
It's like herbal, kind of.
I definitely went through a Dr. Pepper phase in like fifth grade.
Yeah. It's kind of good, but like every once in a while.
And then Diet Dr. Pepper tastes nothing like Dr. Pepper.
No. And that's what we, I think, have had, or I have had because of our friends.
Yeah.
But I don't ever need to drink that like a normal data drink. Beverage.
I can't even imagine you getting like a Coke.
Full fat Coke?
Yeah.
Mm, very rare.
When I see people drinking Coke, I'm like, what is occurring? Meanwhile, I've had 8 Diet Cokes in that time, but
yeah.
I'm always just like, wow, good for you.
it's the full fat.
Yeah. Full. Yeah. You know, they say Diet Coke is worse for you than regular Coke.
It is.
And I'm the test patient zero.
That's all right. In any case, the total eclipse is a big deal. It's amazing. It's rare. It's also just like the community aspect of it, like seeing and hearing all these people who came to this town. It's insane. Yeah. It's really crazy. I'm so glad we went.
I'm glad you went too.
So glad. Did you get anything in the mail from us?
No. I haven't checked the mail today.
No. So maybe you have something waiting for you.
Okay.
We sent postcards out.
From Joanna?
Mm-hmm.
Lord. Did you send one to Lost Kitchen?
Yes, I did.
Okay. See? It's that time. What's the channel that comes on? Magnolia?
It was Discovery Plus, but it's like a Magnolia show.
Yeah.
Our favorite make new show. Ones? I think there's another one coming out this year.
What's the couple that I love that I watch with my dad?
I don't remember. Dang. But I know who you're talking about.
We watched so literally like 100 episodes in a row.
Yeah.
I went to 2 screenings while without you.
Wow.
Literally, I did nothing while you were gone. That's what it felt like. I went to movies every day. True. I had plans, but still, it felt like time stopped. You were gone for 4 days, and I was like, what do I even do with myself here? The first thing I went to was 10 Things I Hate About You, which was so fun. We saw the movie. 3 of the people from the movie were there. And we got to go up and meet them after and take pictures, which was very fun. Caroline was over the moon. Ashley was over the moon.
That's amazing.
That was a really cool experience. And they just seemed, they're not A-list talent in 2024.
No.
So they were just so, you know what I mean? They were into it.
Of course.
Also, the women who wrote 10 Things I Hate About You wrote like 100 movies around that time. So like, you're young, I know, but that era of movie, I was like, those women really defined like a generation of like teen movies.
The early 2000s, late 90s.
Yeah.
Did they do Legally Blonde or Am I Crazy?
Yes, Legally That's Blonde. Amazing. And When in Rome by Mary Kate and Ashley. And Ella Enchanted.
Wow.
And
so are they rich?
They have to be. Legally Blonde alone, I would think they're rich. That movie played on USA literally twice a day.
But again, like, deals are not the same as they were. I know we don't want to get too businessy, but they're not the same.
Yeah. I don't know. We should look up their net worth.
I feel like my mic is going up slowly.
One of them's name is Kiwi. It's true.
You have no reaction to what I said before?
Your mic is going up slowly. Well, I don't know what to do.
We'll try this. I'll hold on to it.
Okay. The other one I saw was Singing in the Rain. Gene Kelly's wife did the intro.
She's still alive?
Yes, remember she married him when she was like 30 and he was like 85.
Oh, no way.
But remember I went to that thing in Beverly Hills years ago where it was like her one-woman show and she like played clips of his life and talked about like his, how she was like his biographer.
No, I don't remember.
Is that,
that
a term? Biographer?
Yeah.
And, she was in the lobby shaking hands with people before the show. Mm-hmm. I didn't know who she was. And mm-hmm. she said, are you waiting for somebody? And I said, no. And she was like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I love Gene Kelly. She was like, you're the youngest person here by like a mile.
Oh, that's not out of the norm for you.
No. And honestly, I was like, oh, well. And then I was like, well, luckily I didn't say like, this sucks. Yeah. I didn't know who she was. I just thought she was like somebody who worked at the theater.
Right.
But the Academy, because she was going around greeting people. Oh, people don't usually do that at their plays.
No.
Except, what's her face? She stood in the front. Rachel.
That's right.
She like is an art piece in the middle of the room.
Yeah, you can like take pictures of her.
I love that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was very fun. And obviously the museum, there were a million people and it was cool to be in that. It's fun when you go to a movie and people clap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We saw several movies since we've done the podcast last.
Quite a few.
Are you ready?
I can't wait to talk about it.
A lot of horror movies right now.
Right. It's just the dumping ground.
Yeah. But like, sometimes I think if these were spaced, we'll get into it. Never mind. The first thing we're going to talk about, let me get my note open. Civil War, which we saw last night.
Very fresh in our brains.
Kirsten Dunst, Kaylee Spaney, Wagner Moura, and Stephen McKinley Henderson star in this movie about the world. Okay, America is divided up. Certain states have succeeded.
Seceded.
And these four are photographers, photojournalists, war photographers and journalists that are documenting things that are going on in the nation.
Correct. Their goal, though, is to get to D.C.
to interview the president before he is
captured, killed, who knows?
Yes. It is, things that are happening in the world are mirrored a lot in the movie. And my big takeaway, first of all, was it's just like COVID, where some people are going to operate like nothing is going on.
Totally.
So that there's a scene, it's in the trailer, so it's not a spoiler, where they go to like this one little town, which made me think of Waco while we were watching. I was like, this is what I imagine it to be.
It was.
But there's this one little town where they're just operating day to day. Like people are going on the street, no big deal. And they say in there some people are living like on farms and stuff, and they're like pretending the world is fine. But it was so many things that were like kind of real feeling. And they obviously were hinting at a lot of political things that are going on currently.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, a lot of the criticism is because this guy who wrote it and directed it is British. Mm-hmm. And so people keep asking, like, how do we process or interpret his take on American politics, which is this movie, obviously.
Yes.
It's obviously extreme.
Yes.
The extreme version of events that have occurred. But you cannot deny that it is a direct reflection of what has happened in the last 6 years.
Of course.
It opens with footage from January 6th.
Yes.
So it's very political.
Yeah.
You don't really ever know why they're fighting, why the president is in a third term, all these, which I love. You're kind of just dropped into the world.
Exactly.
And you're at like ground level, boots on the ground. That's what I kept thinking. We are boots on the ground with these people.
It was stressful beginning to end.
Yeah, I felt sick after.
Yeah.
For real. Like, I'm not like motion sick, but just like, I can't believe what I just watched.
Yeah.
Because it's very graphic.
Yes.
Very alarming.
And it was loud.
Super, super loud. Too loud. Maybe too loud.
I wondered at the beginning, I was like, is this how loud it is everywhere?
With this specific movie.
Yes.
I don't know. But we were right under their speaker, too. Yeah. But, like, we jumped many times.
Oh, my gosh, yes. So, and there's so much, like, gunfire that's, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
My spirit was swirling.
What I will say, though, and I commend A24 for doing, the movie production company, distributor, whatever, the trailer is not what this movie is.
No.
It is not, like, there are action elements to it. It is not an action movie.
Yeah. After like 45 minutes, I was like, oh, this is what this movie is.
Exactly.
I kept waiting for like something to occur. And I was like, oh, it's not actually not that kind of movie.
Yeah. They waited really until the climax, like the last 20 minutes of the movie, to like let it loose.
Yeah.
Which was perfect. I'm honestly getting chills thinking about it. I really loved it.
Kirsten Dunst.
She was all right.
I loved her. I thought she should be nominated.
She should be nominated. But like I told you yesterday, it was a little clunky at some points.
Yeah,
some kind of corny eye roll moments.
Definitely.
But that's writing, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did he write it also?
Yeah.
And he wrote Annihilation and Ex Machina.
Sunshine, 28 Days Later. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is he doing the new 28 Days movie?
I don't think so.
I thought Kirsten was so good. She was the perfect like vessel. We didn't know the other, we're not as familiar with the other actors. Like obviously they're famous and working, but like everybody has some sense of like, so her being a little bit older.
It's true.
It just felt comfortable. You were immediately like comforted with her.
Yeah. And respectful.
Exactly.
Because you obviously like, she is a big deal in this world.
Yes.
Also, I don't know if you saw, but the Latin American guy who's in this posse of journalists he used to be a real journalist.
I did not know that.
Which I thought was amazing. And you cannot beat Stephen McKinley Henderson. He's the best.
Again, another person, you're so comfortable with him.
Love him. Love, love, love.
My question for you is Kaylee Spaney, who we saw in Priscilla.
Yes.
What was your takeaway from her after seeing those two movies?
She's amazing.
Yeah.
She's really good. This movie obviously is totally different tone and kind of required a different level
than
Priscilla did. But this one was, she knocked out of the park.
Yeah, she was incredible, I thought.
Amazing, amazing, amazing acting from her.
Yeah. It's the most expensive movie A24 has ever done.
Yeah.
I kind of, at the end, was like, I wonder if that's going to pay off for them.
I mean, it was the highest previews ever for them.
Okay, good.
But also, I am confused. Like, did they produce this movie? Because usually they just distribute.
I think they produced.
So they, like, coughed up money for it.
Yes.
Wow. That says a lot. They had faith.
But in the timing of the, like, it coming out, I was like, so is this going to, you know, of course me, I'm always thinking, is she going to get nominated for this? Like, are we still going to be talking about this in December?
No.
Yeah.
Unless they really push it. And also, like, maybe there's some world in, obviously, November with the election. Like, if that's just on people's minds. Oh, you know what I mean? Who knows? But
a great movie. Fascinating.
Yeah. Not for everybody.
Not for everybody. I could definitely not do that job.
No, I was thinking, too, if this was real, I'm sorry, trigger warning, but I would just kill myself.
I said in my thing, if that is the world, if you can't listen to music, watch a movie, I don't want to be, I don't want to be alive. I know that's so, your mom's going to say, you have no will to live, which she tells me once a week. But I'm saying,
in apocalyptic scenarios, no, I don't.
Even in that.
No.
Nobody had a Diet Coke in their hand. They were listening to no music on the radio.
I know.
I don't want to be there.
It's just, there's no hope.
What is that? Is not fun. No. Also, they looked cold because it was winter. But imagine when it's hot.
I know.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be there.
I know.
Anything else you want to say about Civil War?
You know, Tessa was asking me. She's like, "Should we see it in theaters?" I said, "Yes."
I think so too.
If you're gonna watch it, if you had any interest in watching it, go in obviously with a mental preparation for being scarred maybe for like 10 minutes after you watch it, but see it in a theater. That's my hot take.
Okay. I love it. Next we're going to talk about the first, okay, just so you know, it's a lot of scary stuff now.
Great.
The First Omen, Nell Tigerfree, Bill Nye, Sonia Braha. That's the cast.
Wow.
The First Omen is a prequel to the original Omen from the 70s.
Right.
And it is about a young nun who is brought to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's it. What else is there to say?
There's ulterior motives.
My first ultimate takeaway, it should have come out 6 months away from Immaculate. The fact those come out so closely together, it's a lot of the same plot.
Yes. And in this scenario, First Omen did it 5,000 times better.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It's so much more like elevated.
Yes.
And scarier.
The trailer was so good.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I hope this lives up to the trailer. Right. It did.
I think so too.
It really did. It was scary.
Graphic.
Very graphic.
Yeah.
There was not a moment to breathe.
No.
Every character was terrifying.
Yeah, I agree.
And by the time you figure out sort of what's going on, even though I had thoughts of like what was going on, by the time it actually happens, the score reminded me of Zone of Interest.
Mm, mm-hmm.
That like kind of pulsing like underneath that, you're like, oof, it feels like I have to poop almost. It's like, oh my God. But she was incredible.
So good.
And it was like I said, delivered exactly what I need. Most prequels, most of them, it's like the First Omen. Mm-hmm. It's usually not very good.
Exactly. They kind of under-deliver. This one over-delivered.
This one definitely over-delivered.
And like I could see myself like watching it around Halloween time.
Yeah.
Immaculate, I cannot.
No, I don't need to see Immaculate again. The only thing I really take away from that movie is Sydney Sweeney screaming at the end, which I loved. Because it was just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was just, it felt a little too on the nose.
Yeah. But it had some good, I liked it.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, just the nun, that, this, it's a lot of nuns.
Yeah, but it works. If it's good, it works.
It definitely works.
Like, I can watch a million horror movies about nuns.
That's true.
Why not?
That's true. And we did have a Discovery mid-movie.
Right.
That Sister Silver,
yeah,
who has a legendary name, is Samantha's girlfriend from Sex and
City?
I think
it's Silva.
Oh.
I think you made up Silver.
Sister Silva is Samantha's girlfriend from Sex and the City. The cadence of her voice.
Yeah, I hear it now. Before, when you were telling me, I was like, who are you talking about?
I'm sorry, it was in the middle of the movie.
I know. No, I don't care. I love talking in a movie.
But it just, I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I've never seen her in anything else. I was like, oh my gosh, here she is all these years later.
She did a great job.
In Sex and City and in this. Isn't it wild how many people are watching Sex and City right now?
It's on Netflix.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say about The First Omen?
If you're not going to watch it in the theaters, definitely watch it around Halloween.
It is a great scary movie for Halloween.
Correct. Do not watch it with your children or your parents.
No. Oh my gosh. The part where she's walking by the delivery room, that has been in my head for days.
Mm.
And at the end, when they are taking the knife and across her,
I know.
That gave me.
Or when she was put in the room and you like couldn't see what was in the shadows.
Oh, I like that.
That was scary.
I loved that. The part where she hangs up her habit.
Yeah.
And you know it's going to move. Oh, yeah. But you're just waiting. God.
That was good. That was good.
Absolute chills. Okay, I loved it. 10 out of 10. First Omen, now playing in theaters. Next, we're going to talk about Monkey Man, which Adrian didn't see.
Nope.
So I'll go fast. Dev Patel wrote, directed, produced, starred.
Amazing.
It is about a man in India who, when he was little, the like area that he lived in was taken over by like government and police and like raided, and all the women were killed, and his mom was taken advantage of. And so he's like seeking his revenge. So it's sort of like John Wick, except John Wick is about a dog. So this actually has like a heavier backstory.
Interesting. And this has the power of Jordan Peele behind it.
And it has the power of Jordan Peele. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. If you want, what I like about John Wick movies is they're really bloody, in-your-face kind of violence.
Of course.
Like, he takes a book and chops somebody's head off with it.
Right.
Which is, like, so stupid but fun and intense.
Mm.
And this is exactly the same way. It's like he has a knife, he sticks it, you know what I mean? You stick a knife in somebody's eye, you, like, pull somebody's head off. Mm. Like, it's that kind of action. That part of it was really fun. The actual script and storyline, there were definitely some weaker points. The flashbacks were sometimes not great.
You gave it 3.5.
I gave it 3.5 because it was an action movie and it delivered very highly in the action element. I also think Dev Patel is always good.
So 3.5 is like on a scale of A to F is like a C plus. A, B,
that's
C,
not really, I
D,
don't think
F.
That's fair. The grading does not translate.
A, B, C, D, F. That's 5.
Right. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. So 3.5 is like a B minus. C plus.
Or C plus. Which is what I just said.
Yeah, I just had to catch up with you. Is that bad?
No.
Should I have given it more?
No, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I thought it was good. 2 hours. I was definitely ready for it to be over. But
I don't see myself seeing it.
No, but I will say this. It was very confidently directed. Mm. I think Dev Patel could definitely direct something else, and he is a movie star. No denying that. He's always good.
He's a movie star?
You don't think so?
No.
It's interesting to me the discussion of him saying he doesn't get lead roles, and that's why he did this for himself. Mm-hmm. I don't recall a movie where he was not the lead.
Mm.
Like, the only movies that come to my mind, Lion, was literally him start to finish. Yeah. Slumdog Millionaire. I mean, I guess the frequency of movies.
Right. You really think he's a movie star?
Yeah, why not?
Movie star to me is box office draw.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
You know?
But I think everybody who's clicked into movies knows who Dev Patel is.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I disagree.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, though. I agree with you, and I also agree with myself. Both things can be true. But he is good. I do love, like, the whole movie. I was like, I am glad you're in this.
Yeah.
And I'd watch something else he did. I don't know if there needs to be Monkey Man 2.
Which I'm sure there will be.
Oh, of course. We can't leave anything alone.
Monkey Man. Why does where does the monkey come in?
So he's a wrestler. There's a I'm sure a better term than wrestler, but he does like paid wrestling where he wears a monkey mask. And then it's like this history that he's sort of replicating with this story.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a Dev Patel hater.
I don't think so.
No, I love him in Lion.
Yeah. I don't think you're a Dev Patel hater. I liked it.
Okay, good.
But, yeah, I liked it. The last movie we're going to talk about, Late Night with the Devil, which we saw last week. We didn't do a podcast.
I totally forgot.
It stars David. Is it Dasmalchian?
Sure.
Dasmalchian? I tried to look it up. I feel like that's not right, but that's how, if you sound it out, that's how it looks.
Great.
He's been in literally every action movie or like big studio action movie for the last 20 years.
He was in Batman. He was in Dune. He was in... Those are the only ones I can think of.
Yeah, I know, literally.
Prisoners.
He was in Prisoners.
Remember?
Yeah.
He's so good in that movie.
This movie is about a late night talk show host that is trying to rival Johnny Carson, and it's not working out. So he like starts to do stunt kind of things to
get viewers.
So he has a spooky show on Halloween, and he has a woman who is like communicating with a girl who's possessed. Mm-hmm. He has a guy who's like a non-believer who used to be a magician. He has, what was the other guy?
He was like a mind reader.
Oh, yeah, mind reader, like Teresa Caputo. Mm-hmm. And things go wrong.
Because of the girl.
Because of the girl and the demonic spirit in the room.
I hated it.
It has been so built up online.
Yeah.
So I went in, even though I try to go in with low expectations.
Especially with horror movies.
Which I have a low bar for horror movies. As long as they're scary, I don't care if they're really good or not.
I agree.
But it really... Also, let me just say this. Challengers, the thing with 100% on Rotten Tomatoes is really getting old.
Why?
If it has 5 reviews, I don't need to see what it has on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's correct, because actually. You're right.
Every movie... Jennifer Lopez's movie debuted with 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Right.
It had 3 reviews. Of course it's 100%. I mean, it's like... I don't... That is such an annoying selling point.
So they did this... Did they do that with this movie?
I don't know why I just thought about it. I really could not tell you where that came from. But this movie, very hyped online. People have loved it. Like, it said that it was way better than Immaculate. That was sort of the story that week, those two movies, that like Immaculate was getting the studio push, but really this movie was the better horror movie. I don't really agree.
I don't agree either. Also, it's a Shudder movie, and Shudder really is like... a fringe horror streaming app, and that's where it belongs. I don't think it belongs in a movie theater, sad to say.
The budget was not there.
Was low.
And it, especially when the thing started to get bloody, you really could tell the budget was not there.
Yeah.
There's two things that turn me off more than anything in a horror movie. It's fake fire and fake blood. What was that movie where the girl goes and they are wanting her to get married? That is not a good description. The Invitation.
Sure.
That, the end, did you ever watch House of Wax?
Years ago.
Do you remember at the end when the wax museum melts and the scale of it looks like it's like sitting on a table because they didn't,
like
obviously,
a forced perspective type.
And you're like, I cannot believe I just watched the movie for the museum to be like the size of my hand.
It takes you out.
Yes. Fake fire, fake blood. So this, when it all started to go bloody, and they were shooting like water gun looking blood out, I was like, oh my God, let it be over.
Yeah, it didn't do it for me. And the movie has a lot of controversy because of the fact that they used AI title cards. That had zero effect on me thinking it was good or bad.
Correct. Honestly, the guy said that they made the movie before. That was a big controversy in Hollywood, and it shouldn't discredit the rest of the people that worked on the movie. He's right about that.
I agree. And also, like, the fact of the matter is, it is an indie movie, so, like, why not use any resource available to you?
Exactly. And ultimately did not move or take away from the plot in any way, so I don't care about it.
No, but it really became a big deal.
That's literally, he said that's like what this movie's going to be, is the movie that people didn't watch because of AI. It's so not like dumb. They AI'd the actors.
No.
I don't know. I think you got to pick your battles, and the late night with the devil is not the enemy.
I agree.
You know what I mean? If Dune had AI title cards, I would say...
They probably do.
Patrick, come get your man.
You know what I mean? Who knows? Like, I don't even know how that information got leaked to the public.
Because if you were watching it...
You would not tell.
No. If you were watching The Wiz on Broadway, yeah. and you look in the back and you can see there's like lollipops that only go halfway up, that is AI. I'm sorry to that Oscar-winning
production designer,
but I have some questions. At Curry Cheryl, message me. it really wasn't good.
It's a stinker.
But a great idea for a movie.
Yeah, I wish they had like $10 million more.
Yeah, but maybe he was five. Great, I thought.
Yeah.
He was the right casting for that role.
I think I agree.
Because a little like left of center...
Is he a lead actor, though?
In a Shudder movie? Yes.
Sure.
But, I mean, he's been... Yeah, I know what you mean.
We need a character actor. Company.
Yeah. we do. I'm telling you, we really do. We have a lot.
We need to be... If you need a manager, call us. 919-675-CHAT.
Which is a perfect lead... Oh, Late Night with the Devil, currently in theaters, probably for like 2 more weeks, and then it will be on Shudder.
2 weeks?
You already think it's out of theaters?
Oh, if not today...
It'll be on Shudder ASAP. If you don't have Shudder, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't even pay for that.
I'm not buying Shudder. No. I'm definitely not buying Shudder. Also, Bob Marley is on streaming this week. So if you missed that, I think we should maybe, this is a note for me, I think I maybe should start making a list of the movies that are coming to streaming that we've talked about to say in the podcast.
I like that idea.
So I'm starting right this moment with Bob Marley, which is now on Paramount Plus. If you miss it in theaters... Go see it.
Love
at your house.
Love it.
Also, The Amazing Race is on Paramount Plus right now, which I've really been enjoying this season. Okay, time for our question. Do you have a question, or do you want me to pull from the questions here, or what would you like me to do?
I do have a text, but we could save it. Actually, I have a voicemail too, but I just want to read what the transcript was.
Okay.
Because we don't have to use it.
Okay.
I just need to pull it up really quickly.
No worries.
It is from... I think it was a voicemail. Maybe I deleted it. Oh, no, here it is. Celebrate the end of tax season with your favorite fruit from Hong Kong. You deserve it. Call 919-692-0006 to order.
If you'd like to celebrate the end of tax season with your favorite food,
call Hong Kong.
This is actually our first sponsored episode. The number is...
From just Hong Kong, the city. Or the food place, I'm guessing, that exists in North Carolina.
I love spam.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll save. We do have one question, but we'll save it.
Okay, perfect. I have several questions.
Okay.
Let me get right to them.
Great.
I'm so sorry. I was not prepared.
That's okay.
You're supposed to stall talk.
I don't even know what to talk about. I can take a sip of my Diet Coke.
Take a sip of Coke. Okay, wait. Yeah, do ASMR. Okay, wait. I know it's Brandon Browning. Here we go. Okay, two questions. One for you, one for me. Brandon Browning, hey. Responded to the story and then said he could text. And I said, hey, you've already messaged it to me. That's fine. The first question being for you, is ice an ingredient or is it more like a garnish?
Ice is... First of all, I'm thinking it can be it's an ingredient.
In what?
Like a granita.
What's a granita? A drink?
No.
Elk.
It's like shaved ice
oh.
that you flavor with like watermelon, but you make it in the freezer and you just like you scrape it with like a fork. That is an ingredient.
Okay.
Not a garnish. Obviously, ice is an ingredient in like a margarita. Blended margarita. Ingredient. You're not really garnishing anything with ice in my mind.
You heard it here.
I love that question.
Is an ingredient, not a garnish.
Yes.
The question for me, which also can be for you, who was the real villain, Kristen Cavallari or Lauren Conrad?
What's your take?
The answer
also, this is from The Hills.
This is from The Hills and Laguna Beach.
And Laguna Beach. I only do The Hills. That's when I was growing up.
Yeah. Yes, I drag me. You're young, so you definitely did not watch Laguna Beach. I'll never forget sitting on the bus, and everybody on the bus, we were on some field trip, was talking about Laguna Beach, and I said, "This is really my time."
You said those words out loud.
That's why I was thinking in my head. This is really like I'm really in my space.
The hills was my time.
Okay, Lauren is the hero of Laguna Beach and the hills.
Yeah.
So no matter it's the way it's the show's edited, ultimately, if you watch the drama that was going on those shows, she really wasn't at fault most of the time.
No, I think I agree with that.
Certainly, Kristen, I mean, it was a TV show, and they were really trying to, like, move the needle. So Kristen was the villain that she played into. That wasn't just editing. She also played into that role quite a bit. But ultimately, she was likable, too. I watched it not hating Kristen. And on The Hills, she was the star, so by that point, she really wasn't the villain.
The true gem of all of them? Whitney.
Iconic.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. She seemed like the girl that was most normal, down to earth, grounded. I was like, I want to know you.
Yeah.
F these other girls.
Two things. Number one, three things, actually. Number one, the city should have gotten more seasons. It was a great spinoff, but it wasn't dramatic enough.
Which I think is a testament to her.
You know, Lauren Conrad tried to have another show on E! About her, like, brand, and they said they wanted more drama, and she was like, I don't want to do that again.
Right.
I want it to be, like, it needed to be on Bravo, I think.
Interesting.
I don't know. But the world of streaming, I would like that show to come back.
Sure.
Third thing, I'm currently bidding on a season of The City on eBay, and I'm not joking.
Bidding?
Yes, I'm in the bid.
For The City?
For The City DVDs, which I've never seen in real life, but I see them on eBay all the time, and I want to own.
So you would get all of them?
It's two seasons, and I think together it's like $6 with shipping. But
you're competing with someone.
And I'm currently the winning bid.
Over how many other people?
I think one. But they're probably waiting until the last minute, and they'll bid like $50, which I will not. I would never pay more than $10, including shipping.
I think you have a hit tweet on your hands. You need to say, I need to know immediately who I'm bidding with for these two seasons of The City on eBay. That's your hit tweet.
Nobody likes my tweets.
Me either.
That's not true. I like your tweets. Okay. Thank you so much for your questions, Brandon. The real answer is they're both stars. Lauren is the hero. Kristen is, in quotes, the villain. But like... Yes. A likable villain, which
exactly.
We need.
Exactly.
If you have a question for us, you can message us, call us, leave us a voicemail, leave us a text, 919-675-CHAT, which is 919-675-2428.
Yes. There's a lot of you who have not sent in questions, but we are still getting questions, but there are a few people off the top of my head that I would love to hear from.
Yeah. So if you think of a question, send it to us. Okay, now it's time for our songs of the week.
You go first.
Mine is My Oh My by Ava Max, who I love.
I can't name a single song.
I'll tell you a couple. Number one, oh, she's sweet but a psycho.
Oh, I know that one.
She also sings, I can't even, something Kings and Queens. All the queens had the kings on the throne.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Okay. And then the other one she had was, my head, my heart, da-na-na-na-na-na, which is la-la-la-la. She just samples. It's all samples.
I don't know that one.
It wasn't as big, but it was big to me. Anyway, it's really poppy, and I really love it.
We need more men in our music playlist. Justice for male singers.
Justice for men, but ultimately what moves me to go over 60 on the freeway is a woman over a slightly dancey beat.
I understand that.
Or a woman singing from, like, her chest. That is really...
I'll put a man.
Okay.
I'll do Ryan Beatty again.
Yes.
A double feature. But I'll do his song White Teeth.
I'm not your brother. I can't take care of you. I purchased furniture and place you. I'd have you over. Jenny's in the other room, but she'll be leaving in the afternoon. Clear water, still water, we could both wait. Clear water, still water, what's her code name? Stay close or go far, I'll still wait. Oh, summer rain. Some lips, some right, so strange. In the porch light, and print on a window pane, like white teeth to red wine stain.
Because I have been thinking a lot about Protector, Beyonce song that yes. he wrote, and I cry every time.
And he is opening for Maggie Rogers.
So there we go. It's topical again. He's topical.
Are you going to listen to Maggie Rogers' CD?
Maggie.
Did you add it?
I added it.
Do you still add whole albums?
Yes.
That's shocking to me. I love that about you.
I will. If I listen to a song, I'll add the whole album. And then Apple Music will just put it right in my library when it comes out.
Yeah.
Does Spotify do that?
No, I have they have a playlist called Release Radar. Mm. And it tells you, like, if you listen to an artist a lot, it will automatically put their new song in that playlist. And I feel like a lot of people don't look through it, but I do. And a lot of times the stuff I don't want to hear.
So, another win for Apple Music.
If that it makes you sleep at night, you go off. But Spotify is working just fine for me.
I love Ryan Beatty. He's so good.
Yeah.
This song especially is amazing.
Is it better than Ava Max?
Yes.
What are you looking forward to this coming week?
I can tell you. You can probably tell me the same thing for this weekend.
We're going to Ojai.
We're having a little trip.
That's what I keep thinking in my head.
We're having a little trip to Ojai, courtesy of our friends.
I really cannot wait for that.
Friend Emily. We're going to be there with our friend Denise yep. and Patricio.
Yep.
We're just going to have a nice, relaxing little weekend. And then next week is what?
Abigail comes out. Another horror movie. Selena, back in theaters, $5 fan favorites.
Not going.
Really? I'd love to see Selena. You're going to Disneyland?
Going to Disneyland. That will be so fun.
To celebrate our favorite one-year-old.
Our little play nephew.
I'm trying to think. That's really all I have planned. I think Taylor Swift comes out next week.
Oh, wow.
I think it's next week, the Tortured Poets Department.
You think Carolyn's going to have a listening party?
I will not. I don't think with me. I don't know.
You will not be there?
I was invited, and I don't think. I think Carolyn needs to experience that alone.
That's a good point.
Honestly, maybe it would be fun. Carolyn, do you want to do that listen? Let me know.
Our number one Taylor fan.
Our number one Taylor girl. Caroline. Girl.
Girl. That's it.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you all have the best week. Everything I've blamed this week bad has been, I've blamed it on the eclipse. Everything good that's happened, I've blamed on the fact that there was a ladybug in my car.
Genius.
I don't have anything else to say. Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Let's Chat with Curry and Adrian. If you enjoyed the show, and we know you did, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. Keep the conversation going by following me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Curry Terrell, and Adrian on Instagram at Adrian McMill, and Twitter at Yo Adrian McMill. Discover our weekly song picks by adding our playlist on Spotify or Apple Music, all linked in this week's episode description. Got questions or feedback? Email us at letschatwithcurry@gmail.com. See you next time. Bye, y'all.